You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In related school news, an offer has been made by the Ministry of Education to give a living wage to teacher aides and school support staff. The NZEI, which is the largest trade education union in New Zealand, has been fighting for better pay for those workers. If union members vote to accept this new deal, the new pay rate for staff will be $21.15 per hour, and a $500,000 a year professional development fund will also be established. Support staff who already earn above this rate are offered a 3% raise, and all staff will receive another 3% increase in a year's time. NZEI represents 18,000 teacher aides, and this offer follows over 3 months of negotiations between them and the Ministry of Education. Pay equity negotiations, though, have also been ongoing for the last 3 years. NZEI says that currently support staff on the lowest pay are only paid the minimum wage of $17.70 an hour, and in general, 90% of teacher aides are paid below the living wage. The offer will mean that staff who currently receive minimum wage will have an extra 19.5% to take home. Earlier in November, John Campbell for One News interviewed Auckland teacher aide Ellie Kemplin, who was part of the NZEI support staff negotiating team. She explained that many teacher aides and support staff struggle to make ends meet working below the living wage. Here she is explaining some of the problems that they face.
The real situation is that because teacher aides aren't paid during the holidays as well, I've had to organise food parcels for working women. I've had to organise petrol vouchers for working women. We've all had to chip in and put lunch together for working women who are working in these really highly skilled jobs.
So as she explained, teacher aides are only employed for 40 weeks of the year, sometimes less, which is why many need assistance over the school holidays, or they're forced to try and find other jobs. Kemplin says support staff are absolutely vital to schools, as they work closest with children who have more complex learning needs. However, she notes the new pay offer doesn't fix the broken system. That means so many support staff have no job security and go without pay outside of the school term. But, she says, this is a significant first step towards acknowledging that and valuing support staff properly. She added that the pay equity settlement needs to be negotiated quickly and wage payments for support staff centralised. Unlike teachers, whose salary is paid directly by the Ministry of Education, pay for support staff comes from schools' operating costs. And this means that schools are forced to make choices between paying for things like maintenance and power, or support for staff hours, or support staff hours. Ministry of Education Deputy Secretary of Early Learning Ellen McGregor-Reed said the offer is for new money to the education budget, and she says it's a significant offer which will cover over 30,000 support staff, kaiārahi and therapists in our schools in Kura. If it's accepted, it will see over 17,000 people receive at least the 2019 living wage. And speaking on the Professional Development Fund also offered, she says it will allow support staff to develop their skills and career pathways. She does acknowledge, though, the difficulty schools face in having to pay teacher aides and support staff out of their operational costs, noting it can be hard for schools to meet those costs, which is why the government has chosen to make this extra funding available. The offer is also set to include cultural leave for support staff taking part in the national kapahaka competition Te Matatini, and a rise in kau allowances. NZEI says members will vote on whether to accept the agreement next Monday, and if accepted, the increased wages will be effective from the 29th of November and paid out in March 2020.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.